I receive a word from the Lord. One single word, double. So you might take a hold of that word. Now, everybody here, there anybody here who is not baptized with the Holy Spirit? All y'all baptized with the Holy Spirit, but devils isn't speaking in tongues. Anybody here not? Anybody watching not? You need to come out of the way, call in before I start teaching, and get baptized with the Holy Spirit and pray in tongues for a few minutes. Sit down, let me ask you something. Anybody here didn't make it for prayer prior to the service? All right, stand up. Y'all stand up. Okay, all right. And I know sometimes it's job and some issues, but prior to teaching tonight, we're going to have to pray in the Spirit a few moments, or you will not have the ability to receive what's going to come out. This is so important. This is spiritual, and it's and a lot of time God people hear things, they can't see it, they're really not hearing it, they don't understand it, they can't speak it, or they can't apply it, because the I'll use one word ahead of time my teaching, capacity. That's a capacity that you have to develop when you go further in the realm of the Spirit. So you all who were at prayer meeting, just bear with us a few moments. Let us pray in the Spirit a few moments to get prepared. Those who are watching by television or other means, I need you to pray with us a few moments in the Spirit. Those of you who have prayed, I want y'all to pray with us a few minutes. You ready? Keep praying. You don't have to do things the same way all the time. Keep praying. Listen to the Spirit. Open your spirit. Just a few moments, so we'll all be on the same page. Thank you, Lord. Sharada Babra Baba Vasakushiti. Didi Burru Baba 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 Satoro Kushiti. Roma Manari Katara Kasata. Come right on in. Araba Baba Vasakushiti. Didi Burru Baba Satara Kishiti. I don't want you to miss this. Don't miss this. Come right on in. I need y'all to lock in and pray in the Spirit a minute. Prepare to receive. You watching by internet, I need y'all pray in the Spirit a minute. Shout out about Shukuta Didisa. Tara Koshidi, Tikara Tara Koshidi, Boro Koshidi. All right, you may be seated. Acts chapter 2. Prior to Acts chapter 2, let's look at two other scriptures that will help us to release this scripture. We'll look at the 11th verse in Acts chapter 2. 11th verse. You're ready to get, you had to read all 11 verses, but the 11 verses after the experience of being baptized with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit give utterance. They say the Cretes and the Arabian, verse 11, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. You see that? How many of y'all see the wonderful works of God? All right. Now, in John 14, John Gospel, the 14th chapter, the 12th verse, John 14:12. Verily, verily, Jesus speaking, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. All right, so that's the works and the greater works, right? All right, now, Job 32:8. And I want you to, I have some code words that I want you to write to hit you up to get you ready to go to another dimension. The first one is capacity. What capacity do you have to receive for the revelation in the realm of the Spirit? What volume can you hold? Have you moved lately in your spiritual capacity? And so praying in the Spirit, that's what it does. It gives you a greater capacity to receive the things of God. The second thing is, what type of conviction you have in the Spirit? What type of conviction you have? Can you trust him in midair? When nothing, no facts are right. That's when you recognize that you're growing. Some places you're not there yet because you can't pass the test to get there. My job is to train you in the Spirit so you can get there. Yes, sir. So now, capability. What is your capability in the Spirit? And then the word comprehension. Comprehension. Bear with me a minute. It's time for you as a Christian to bail out of the rat race of the system. Okay, and you have to do it in the Spirit. You see what I'm saying? Normal, religious, church-going is not going to get it. It's time for you to go further enough in the Spirit realm to bail out the rat race of the system. Listen, are you listening? Lawyers, professors, politician, or fighting, trying to provide an answer they do not have. And a lot of you are depending on them too much. And you got a higher power you can function from. And no matter how much argument, the Democrat and the Republican are arguing, and lawyers, smart lawyers, and they can't come together, they're fighting. That shouldn't be your dependency.
Amen.
All right. Stop and let God show his glory to you.
Amen.
Through you. That each man who wants to find his way to a perfect rest. All right. The answer to all dilemmas of this world will come forth in Darrell Road tonight. All right? Now, we're talking about releasing the wonderful works of God. And adding the text there from the people who were baptized with the Holy Spirit, they begin to release the wonderful works of God. The source of all this is the Spirit. So that's why you have to increase your capacity in the Spirit. We'll go back to Job after we go to Philippians 1:19. Philippians 1:19. Notice what it read. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer. Okay. No matter what it is. And the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Now that word supply is the word I want you to get. The source and the supply is the Spirit. The source and the supply. All right. Is in the spirit realm. You talk about the sword of the Spirit. Well, you are not qualified to use the sword of the Spirit if you're not in the Spirit deep enough. All right. Now I go to Job, and these are all preliminaries to teaching. Job 32:8. But they have the Spirit in man. You see that? And the inspiration or the breath or the life of the Almighty giveth them understanding. They're the spirit in man. So God understanding. Let's go back to five other things now. Let's go back to five other things. Seeing. Hearing. Understanding. Speaking. Doing. And we're talking from the realm of the Spirit. We're talking from the realm of the Spirit. We're talking that you're receiving inspiration as well as instruction, as well as illumination from God in your spirit. Then you will be able now to see. You'll be able to hear, you'll be able to understand, you'll be able to speak, you'll be able to do, I'm going to add another one, you'll be able to receive.
Amen. Amen.
Don't set that like you're going home on me. Listen, this is, we got to, see, I don't know if I can prove this, but I'm just going to use it. The water is more calm or deeper.
Amen.
We got to come out of this shallow water. You can't even, a boat, a good sized boat, you got one, and you put the motor down, that shaft going to hit if you're in shallow water. So we've got to come out the shadow water in the spirit in order to take up your rights. Are you following me? And by praying in the spirit, or by praying in the spirit, that is where the wonderful works of God is unfold. The praying in tongue take you into another realm. And where Job was in that, he said, a man received inspiration from the Almighty. Now, here's another scripture. You got to go to 2 Timothy 3:16. Because information and inspiration are not the same. And so you can come up with a person who got a lot of information, but their life not adding up. And they're good people. They got a lot of information. I mean, it's rallied all. A lot of information, but they're void of inspiration. You see? Now, look what it says about the scripture. All scripture is given by inspiration. That's the breath and the life and the capabilities of God. And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Now, you're not going to have the capacity to receive that if you're not praying in the Spirit. Correction? What? I know what I'm doing. John 5:7 say this. Well, ain't nobody asking you about no John 5:7. We told you had a problem. And then, all right, one more, then we'll start. 2 Peter 1:21 now. 2 Peter 1:21. And then I'm going to go to my heavy notes and start hitting it strong. Second Peter 1:21. You see that? Now all that correlate. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they moved by the Holy Ghost. Amen. So everything in that book that you're holding in your lap has to be confirmed by the Holy Ghost. Or you're not going to get it. You're not going to be able to walk therein. So as they were filled with the Holy Ghost, they had promised in Acts 1:8 they received power, and then they went and they all one accord and they received the Holy Ghost. All right. Praying in tongue is a supernatural weapon. Amen. That has no opponent that can stand up to it or stop its mission from being accomplished. I'm going to give it to you again now because I want you to know how important it is. You know, when you're saying them choppy words but you don't want to go just through the motion. You want to recognize that something is happening, whether you know it or not.
Amen.
Praying in tongue is a supernatural weapon. What I say it is?
A supernatural weapon.
Now watch this. That has no opponent that can stand up to it. Amen. Now what would that do for your life? Come and talk to me. What would it, if this really was true, what would that do for your life tonight? What is saying to you right now? It's saying to you that nothing can come up against me that I can stop me.
Amen.
If I'm going wrong, God's going to correct me and turn me around, but you're not going to get me.
Amen.
That's what it's saying.
Amen.
That's what it's saying. Anything you're dealing with tonight, you come here up in here tonight, anything you're dealing with, you just got your answer.
Yes,
you pray in tongue long enough about it, and an opening going to come. An insight going to come. An understanding going to come. A wisdom going to come. A light going to come. Are you following me?
Yes.
That's your weapon. That is not something to paddicate around with. It places you in another category. There's no organization, no institution. What you call them things on them campus? Sorority. They don't have this.
This is
not academic. Harvard can't deal with this. The Val and the Sal, they can't deal with this. This is a whole new realm. We can't put God in a box with these inventions. He's a creator. When you're praying in the spirit, you're not inventing, you're birthing. When you're praying in the spirit, you're creating things that need to be created. It's supernatural. As soon as you open your mouth, that supernatural take place. So you must not keep praying in the spirit in your mindset. Just let her go. Yield to it. Be ready to write. Are you following me? When you are praying in the spirit, keep activating the supply of the spirit. Then in Philippians 1:19, 2 Timothy 1:6-7, stir up the gift that is in you. God has not given the spirit of fear, but the power of love and a sound mind. As you're praying the spirit, you are activating the supply of the spirit in different dimensions. Turn with me to Acts 10. Acts 10. Releasing the wonderful works of God in your life. Those around you. Now, I'll teach you 35 minutes that he'll sit down in here with you remember what happened Sunday? Huh? 35 minutes, he'll sit down in here. And you'll know you can't lose. If you're listening. We're not only talking about your future, we're talking about your past. And your present. They all will be dealt with. In the spirit. See, this, you, what, 1046, Act 1046. For they heard them speak with tongue. You with me, Act 1046? Yes, and what else? And what? What that mean? Huh? When you pray in tongue, you're glorifying God, but at the same time, God is getting bigger to you. God, when you're praying in tongue, God's capabilities become more real to you. From there, you can't talk to a natural person no more. You can't talk, you're telling a religious person and your first cousin who religion is really saved, but they haven't been to this dimension, you can't talk to them no more. Because God had become bigger to you by the inspiration and the supply of the spirit you have received when you left natural. When God is magnified by praying in the spirit, your capacity changes. Your capability to change. Are you following me? Your doing change. Everything changed. So they said, for they heard them speak with tongue and magnify God. You're in the book of Acts. Turn back to the sixth chapter. Turn back to the sixth chapter. I'll make a statement that can work on your case right now. Amen. Oh, I know you got a case. Amen. Everybody got a case. You're still in the human body, I know that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you see, you wonder, praying in the spirit, you release the wonderful works of God. Amen. In your life and in the people's life you minister to. Amen. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, back up to that note I had in Acts 10:46 and write down walking in the fullness of the Spirit. What you're about to look at now is praying in the Spirit, a praying in tongue, enable you to develop an unresistible anointing in the spirit. An unresistible, in other words, unstoppable, unresistible, unblockable in the spirit. So all natural pile-up, demonical piles has to move.
Amen.
You see, the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, power, spirit, Ephesians 6:12. But it doesn't matter. When you in the spirit, and when you are anointed, and you got your hand on the handle of the sword of the spirit, you can't be stopped. You can't be stopped. You see, you have to know that, because everything else is dying. And don't even know it. We're going to have to stand in the spirit. We cannot afford to stand in the capacity of men. They messed up. Because they don't even know what's messing them up. It's satanic forces messing them up. And they don't have enough anointing to stop it. We pray for them, but we ain't going to stop it all. So you better dress yourself up.
Amen.
And help as many people as you can. Notice the 10th verse of the 6th chapter. Acts 6:10. You got your shower clothes? You who pray in the spirit much, there you are. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by what he spake. You see that? See, there's an increase of anointing, an increase of the spirit in you when you pray in tongues, and you can't be resisted. Also, praying in the Holy Ghost will keep you living in the overflow. There's no such thing as famine, crisis, because you know the raven fed the prophet. And you know Jesus took 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fish and fed. You know that, right?
Yes.
So when you're in the spirit, that's the zone you're in.
Yes.
You're not on the system, baby. You're not handled by what somebody else is saying. You tell them, no, it's not going to work like that for me. And tell them, I'll be back in about an hour and a half. And you go in your closet and pray in tongues until God show you what he's going to do. So being born of the Spirit is one thing, and being baptized with the Spirit is another thing, because it takes you to a greater dimension. Many Christians are not going to ever see it. But bless God, I sense something going to happen to you tonight. I believe you'll never be the same. When you pray in the spirit, you give God a chance to honor himself. And to show somebody else what he can do with somebody who yield to him. My goodness. So that's John 7:37-39. In other words, praying in the Holy Ghost will keep you living in the overflow. Out of that belly shall flow rivers of living water. See, that's the spirit realm. That is not physical water. That's the spirit realm. That's our capacity. If we get further enough in the spirit, praying in the Holy Ghost, the wonderful works and the wonderful things and the wonderful wisdom and the wonderful mercy and the wonderful knowledge and the wonderful joy and the wonderful peace and the wonderful understanding and the wonderful enlightenment come out of God. You see in the dark. Somebody, how you got over here? All them mountain and hill. I went through them. See, you don't even have the capacity to receive that from a natural standpoint. You want chapter 5, verse 14. No. The Spirit of God wants you to know him personally in the spirit and stop messing around this little circle you running around in. Devil. I prophesize double. You in business? Double business. Whatever it is, double in your life, everything. You have to receive that. That's from the Lord. And then he said, when that double, he's going to double again. And when that double, he's going to double again. Now, you know, every time a double increase, right?
Yes.
You know, if you have 10 and went to 20, when the 20 double is going to be 40, right? Did you understand that? Yes. So, what are you saying, man of God? I'm saying that this lesson with the prophetical word of double, that you're going to have the capacity to receive it without getting nervous. You know why? It's going to be more than you can explain to a normal person. Sit down. I want to look, when you're praying the Spirit, that's 2, 3, 4 connections. I want to look at now, when you pray in the Spirit, when you spend time with the Lord. The first one is, go to 2 Corinthians 13:14. 2 Corinthians. I think that's the right scripture, 13:14. I was writing so many notes. 2 Corinthians 13:14. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that's one dimension. And the love of God, second dimension. And the communion. Now, that's exactly what you're doing. That's divine communication. And the communion of the Holy Ghost. So here now, you're praying in tongue. You got you got the grace of God working. You got the communion of the Holy Ghost. Well, you went to another scripture on me. You going to teach back there? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want them to get these three things. The love of God. See, you act when you're praying in tongue. Oh my God, I almost took off running. You're activating grace. You're activating the love of God. You're activating the communion of the Holy Ghost. Now, tell me who can stop a person in those three phrases. And reading the scripture won't get you over that fast enough. Oh my. See, when you're praying in tongues, it's spirit on spirit.
Yeah. Right.
That's why he wants you to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Then you go to the scripture. Then you can flow with the scripture. Because you remember what he said in John 6:63? The word that I speak to you, what? You remember what he said in Romans 8:2? Some of y'all look at me like, come on, go ahead. Go to John 6:63. Go to Romans 8:2. You need to have that. Go ahead. Look at them. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and in life. So when you communicate with the Holy Ghost, you're in the spirit. When you communicate with the Holy Ghost, you're in the spirit. You're in the life. All right, then the law take place. Go to Romans 8:2 now. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. That's all in the spirit. We're talking about praying in tongues. That many people belittle because they don't understand the capacity and the depth that it produces. Many people have never enjoyed it. The elders used to explain it this way. Most of them wasn't baptized in the Holy Ghost, but they get a hold of God. They call it getting lost in the spirit. But you really can get lost praying in tongues. I've been lost many times. I didn't know where I was. You get praying in the spirit and the whole room change. You don't know when you left. Acts 9:31. I feel it coming on now. Your deal gonna be dealt with tonight. I said your deal gonna be dealt with tonight. All of your worry, your fear. Come on, you're not gonna make it. I'll slap you inside the head. You're gonna make it. You got to make it. You got God on the inside of you. Stir up the gift that's in you. Stir it up. Praying in tongues, you're stirring up the gift on the inside of you. See, Acts 9:31, look at this. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judah and Galilee and Samaria and were, what, edified, that's built up, right? Yes. And walking in the fear of the Lord, that's a respect and an honor for God. He's first. Amen. And in the comfort of the Holy Ghost will multiply. When you pray in tongues, you enter into the comfort of the Holy Ghost. Do you understand how big the comfort of the Holy Ghost is? Huh? So this is not just a gibberish language. This is a supernatural weapon that God has given us to lose our mind. That's why the problem comes when your natural mind tells you you're not going to make it. It releases miracle. It releases the manifold wisdom of God. Multifaceted blessing. Mighty power, on and on. Now, somewhere in your life, you've been a grasshopper. All of us have hopped at one time or another. Praying in the Spirit will transform you from a grasshopper to a giant. Peter in Matthew 26:33-35 was a grasshopper. He got filled with the Holy Ghost. He told the Lord, I'll go anywhere you go. Anywhere you go, I'll go with you. The Lord said, you're going to deny me 3 times before the sun go down. He did. But after Acts chapter 2, and them people were talking their talk, Peter stood up and said, let me talk to you. They said, nobody drunk here. He turned from a grasshopper to a giant. We can't afford to be grasshoppers in our eyes. And so when you're praying in the Spirit, no matter how things look, you know how it's going to come out. Amen. Are you understanding me? Yes. When we speak in tongue, we allow the Holy Spirit to praise God through our lips. Jude 20. As we pray in tongue, our faith increases because we're building. See, Jude 20, right for Revelation. What are you looking at? 20th voice. They don't have no chapter. That's why I didn't say no chapter. But you, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So if I don't pray in the Holy Ghost, what that mean? I'm talking about privately at your house. I'm talking about in your car. Force yourself to pray. If you don't feel nothing, pray anyway. Because God is not a man that he should lie. I really don't believe if things keep going like it's going, the local natural church is not going to make it. They're good people, but they don't have enough power. You see, your supernaturalness is based on how far you can go in the spirit. The channel of you going further in the spirit is the Holy Spirit. And he has given you a mean or a route in what you can take. Talk to me. This is very important. I think in this season, in this time of man heart failing and man not knowing what to do and leadership is jammed up in fog, I think those of us who know how to walk in the spirit and know how to get a hold of God are going to be fine. Amen. We'll be able to help a lot of people. Amen. But it's going to have to be deeper than just going to church. I wish the Holy Ghost would help me tonight and open us to see how important this lesson really is, where you can activate the wonderful works of God at any moment by praying in the Spirit. Your mind could be all messed up and everybody say it's not going to work, and you say, excuse me a minute. And they can say that's gibbish and that's, oh, that ain't nothing to that. That's just people that they that's a cult or something. You can say what you want. It's in the Bible. It's the Word of God. And I've seen divine results after results after results after results after results. Can't tell you how many results I've seen. Somebody sitting right here tonight need this message. Somebody sitting here right here tonight messing around with something, and that something keep threatening them like they're not gonna get there. So what? You said, this is just look serious, look straight ahead, don't let nobody know, but you in here. You said, Lord, this just for me. First Corinthians 14. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. What I said. Thank you, Lord. Verse 4. Let's read it. Read it. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself, but he that prophesies edifies the church. But you see, there's an edifying there. It's a building. See? You let them words form through your lips, and the power come with them. You know? See what happening is the atmosphere is changing on the inside of you. When the atmosphere changes on the inside of you, the outside atmosphere has to start changing. Because the Bible says greater. See, you actually, if for respect to the Father, but you're actually stirring God up. You're stirring Jesus up. You're stirring the Holy Ghost up on the inside of you. You're yielding. In spite of your feeling.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know something. See, you got to know. Thank God for the feeling. But if perhaps the feeling don't show up. But I don't walk by feeling. I walk by faith. The faith always show up. And let me say it, it's clear. When the faith show up, the fake is over. The flakes too. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No, I said hallelujah. I'm talking to you.
Hallelujah.
You're not in the same position since you come in here this afternoon. You got the Holy Spirit in you. He's going to address this thing. He's going to come back with it. He's going to ask you, what are you panicking about? Weren't you in that class? Don't you let these phone calls mess you up. You have a direct line to me. That's a direct line. Demon tremors when you start praying in tongues. When you're praying in tongues, I love these scriptures we're about to go over. When we pray in the Holy Ghost, is the mighty comforter. The Holy Ghost is the mighty comforter. When you're praying, there's a comfort that comes. Courage. You can't consider how it look no more. You don't even want to talk about the natural fact no more. You've hit a zone of miracles, signs, and wonders, and whatever it takes. I know I got it. Look with me, John 14:26. John 14:26. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Men and women around the world, Daryl, don't y'all let it's being helped right now. Somebody running through the house right now. Call them out. One lady called and said, I ain't never preached on praying in the spirit. She said, she called my office and said, I never heard that stuff about praying in the spirit that much. 14:26. Hallelujah. But the comforter. Well, who he is? Which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father already have sent, will send him by name. He prophesied. He shall teach you all things. What? And bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I say to you. When you praying, he recalls the scripture to handle your case. And that scripture become spirit and life. And that scripture activate the sword of the spirit. It also activate the law of the spirit. I was just praying in tongue. You praying in tongue and all of a sudden something come out in English.
Yeah.
Write that down. Write it down. He's answering you from another realm. Notice in the 15th chapter. Psalm 26 verse. 15:26. But when the comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, he's here. Even the spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me. 16:7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. it is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send him unto you. He's here. Tell somebody he's here.
He's here.
Romans 8:26. When you're praying in the Spirit, you're turning all your infirmities in. Matter of fact, you're turning them off. Your weakness and your incapability and self. You turn, when you're praying in the Spirit, you're turning all your academic, all your psychology, all your science, you're turning it off. And you're going into a realm called the Spirit. That is in Romans 8:26. You're going into the mind of the Spirit. You're going into the will of God. You're going into the purpose of God. You're going into the call of God. You're going into the love of God. Romans 8:26-28. You see it? Hallelujah. You become spiritually pregnant. Ready for birth and creation supernaturally. You design to become spiritually pregnant and birth miracles, birth signs, birth wonders, birth the impossible. A lot of time, you where you are under pressure to birth something. Because there's a lesson you have to learn before you go to the next level. The demons at the next level are more slicker. And the Father not going to permit you out there with that shotgun. You don't know how to shoot it. So there's a lesson. Whatever level, whatever you're going through, that's a lesson to be learned. But it can't take you out. See. You see, they got this escalator religion. Seeker sensitive. And they got this elevator religion out now. You get on and push a button, everything all right. They'll never tell you about nothing about no sin, wrongdoing. How y'all doing? Everybody happy? No, we need conviction. Yes, sir. I need conviction, me. I need correction. You see what I'm saying? We know that. You got. I know why you need one, because you got a body. It praying in the Spirit impregnates you for birth and creation supernaturally. It opens you up to become pregnant with the Word of God, pregnant with the will of God, pregnant with the ways of God, pregnant with the work of God, pregnant with the will of God. That's pregnant. And pregnant with the wealth of God. So the secret is getting pregnant every day with downloads from the Spirit. Ephesians 2. When I'm praying in the spirit, you listening? I am accessing God, and God is accessing me until I become his habitation. In Ephesians 2:18, for through him we both have access by one spirit unto the Father. Now you remember what he said in John 4:24, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Accessing the Father is a spiritual challenge. You can't access the Father in the natural. So when you're praying in the spirit, you're actually accessing the Father. You're accessing the realm of God. God is a spirit. Yes, sir. Are you seeing it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, let's show you a little further here. Look at verse 22. See it? Verse 22 now. In whom you also are built together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. See? So you're accessing God, and God is accessing you. Somebody trying to break in your house. And you got three of your cousins there with three machine guns. Sitting in the house, they just come by to see you. And somebody at that time trying to break in. They in trouble. Tell them, come on in. Well, that's the way it is when God can increase his capacity in you. No matter what come along, you ready for it. Because you are his habitation.
Yes.
God lives in me. Praying in the spirit. Let me see. Two more things I want to show you. You getting anything?
Yes, sir.
I'll make sure I got the right psalm here. Sometimes I write these notes without the Bible. The Spirit give me a scripture and let's go with it. All right, Psalm 16. Praying in the Spirit releases supernatural joy. Joy unspeakable. Full of glory. The joy of the Lord is my strength. You ought to have some joy. I don't care what's going on. You ought to have you some joy. In Psalm 16:11, thou will show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pledges forevermore. So I just want you to underline path, present, and pleasure. Now, in my closing, I really wish somebody here dealing with something. I'm about to deal with it right now. All right. I'm about to deal with it. Romans chapter 5. One of the key words here is accessing, the ability to access God, access Jesus, access the Holy Spirit, access the kingdom at any given moment, at any given time, in any given situation. You remember Acts 10:38, it said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who was oppressed of the devil. You remember Jesus said his ministry in Luke 4:18 was based on the anointing. He said my ministry and what I accomplish is based on the supernaturalness of the Holy Ghost. So our lives can be lived that same way.
Amen.
living a supernatural life? Huh?
Yes, sir.
He who prays in tongue lives a supernatural life. Doesn't mean that there are not things you're going to have to deal with, but that's all right if you know how to deal with it. And I think these verses here are very important verses. I'm just going to read them to you in close, but I believe you'll see it. When you're praying in tongue, the Holy Ghost is shedding the love of God in your heart. The Holy Ghost is reminding you he will never let you down. He will never fail, because he can't fail. And only love can pack that type of weight when you recognize how much God loves you. In spite of your shortcoming, my shortcoming, our weakness, our mistake, you just got to know God loved me. He loved me and he'll give me another chance. So he said in Romans 5:1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And notice what he said, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Now look what he said in third verse, because this sounds like James 1 here. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Knowing, you see. And patience, experience. And experience, hope. Now listen. I wouldn't want to be the pastor of this church if some of the things I have experienced, some things, you couldn't pastor this church. There's some experience I've had that enabled me to stand my ground where I am. All right? Now notice what he said in verse 5. And I'm saying this was happening to you when you're praying in tongues. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
I tell you, sometime in your life, in the day or whatever it may be, take time and thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. See, if the Holy Ghost sealed the deal, it's over. You know he's a sealer. And when you're praying, sometimes I'm praying in tongue and I'm working on something, I know it's sealed. So I just get up. It's sealed. And I don't care what happened after that, it don't move me. See, once it's sealed by the Holy Ghost, nobody can break the seal. Understand, my brothers and sisters, your ways is past finding out. Nobody can label you. Nothing can lock you down. Your capacity is too, your capacity of functioning is too big on the inside. Don't wait to go to heaven. Enjoy life down here. Praying in tongue keep you under open heaven. Spiritual things are happening in your life, changing natural things. I don't know how many thousands of hours I've prayed in the Spirit over the years. 2 or 3 hours a day. Just praying in tongue. But it's excitement, but it's more than excitement. It's enlightenment. The type of phone calls I get sometimes, people dealing with something, you have to be ready for it. And you have to have the wisdom of God. You can't talk to these people as a natural man. They're calling you to talk to you because they could have called a natural man if they want. So your capacity is going to have to be greater than just a natural man. Oral Roberts said his ministry died at 97 years old. They asked him, what's the success of his ministry? He said, praying in the spirit and the seed. Brother Hagin lived to be 86. His secret was praying in the spirit and being led by the spirit. Smith Wigglesworth prayed in the spirit all the time. I heard Lester Summerall came to his house with a newspaper on his arm. Smith opened the door, said, what that you got on your arm there? And he said, oh, Lester said, what's the newspaper? He said, that don't come in here. Throw that down right there. Come on. And he got to the table. Smith started talking about the word of God. And sometimes I get like that in my family. Smith started talking about the word of God. Everything getting cold. Man, so he kept looking, but Smith kept talking. But the power was there to snatch people out of death. So let me say in my closing here, I'm talking to you. God gave you your answer tonight. Search the scripture, for in them you think you have life, but they testify of me, and you won't come to me that you might have life. Me who? Me the spirit. The scriptures are invalidated without me, without my inspiration, without my revelation. So spend time with me. Don't just read books. How can I close this, Lord? I want to be more than your vocabulary. I want to be more than your library. I want to be your life. You see? Yeah, you see? Some of us got strong spiritual vocabulary. And we got libraries with books and stuff we read. But he said, no, I want your life. Amen?
Amen.
All right, lift your hand if you need an offering envelope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.